Blog Talk Radio.
Test 1, 1, 2, 1, 2.
27 object, also system, and the suspect here, 134, be advised, 93, please come in close with the suspect and the victim.
Test,
west.
1, 3, 1, 7, 2, no water warrant.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening of informative, engaging, and exciting news and information.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Private Officer Beat. I'm your host, Rick McCann. We're glad to have you here on this early morning edition of the Private Officer Show. Guess we're going to have to re-edit that intro music. It says, sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening. Well, that's not exactly the right time of day. Good morning. We are with you live broadcasting today from our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we are streaming across numerous platforms to bring you our show across the country and around the world. And we're glad that you have joined us on this very early Friday morning. Did I say Friday? Yes, I did. It is finally Friday. I know that's a big deal. Big deal to a lot of people.
Friday, I'm free again. Got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues and let the good times roll.
A little Friday morning music for you, to remind you, in case you didn't know, it definitely is Friday morning again. For me, Friday really isn't that big of a deal in the same manner as it might be for some of you who have the weekend off. I generally don't have weekends off. I usually work Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. Even when I have a so-called day off, I'm always working and doing something business-related. And even on vacation, I never really take down time. I'm always doing just a project of one type or the other. But for those of you who do have that great advantage of having the weekends off to spend with family, to do things around the house and really enjoy those 2 days, it's great. And I hope that you are taking full advantage of those days. I really look forward to Fridays for a different reason. I confess I am a sharkaholic. I really enjoy the Shark Tank program that comes on every Friday. And when they take their break for the season, I get very disappointed. But I really do love me some Shark Tank. I am an entrepreneur at heart, always have been. And because of that, I really just kind of, you know, every Friday, that's my thing. And, you know, I do DVR, all of the shows, and, you remember back in the old days, I was thinking about this morning earlier, funny thing, I was thinking about how we used to use VHS tapes and, what you're not going to believe this, but, I was the type of person who taped everything. I had VHF tapes scattered about the house. In fact, I had so many programs that I was watching that I had to employ several TVs around the house because, you know, they could only tape back then two shows at a time. And, of course, if you had three of your favorite programs that came on at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., then you were out of luck. You were going to have to either miss one of them and record two, or you were going to have to watch one live and record two. So I hooked up a number of our TVs around the house with the VHS recording, and that way I could record multiple shows, and I would watch those oftentimes when I got back in from work at 5 or 6 in the morning, or if I did have a day off, you could catch me hanging out, lounging, stuffing my face, watching all of those shows that had been recorded throughout the week. And I'm doing the same thing now, except we're doing it a little bit more high-tech. We do DVR all of our shows. And so on Fridays, I watch the Shark Tank if I'm not available or if I go to bed early, because most days I'm up very early, 4 a.m., 3 a.m. And so, you know, I DVR those shows and I catch them when I can, as well as my other Friday favorite. And I know that a number of you also can't wait for this show to come on every Friday, and that is Blue Bloods. Now, whether or not it's just because I dream of the good old days or the days that could be, I actually have heard of a number of families that are very similar to the Reagans on the Blue Blood show, number of family members who are in law enforcement, and they do sit down, believe it or not, on Sunday still for meal around the table. So it's one of my favorite shows. It's definitely, I think, very informative and real life type stuff, stuff that really does happen on the job, stuff that really does happen in law enforcement. So yeah, these are my favorite. Okay, I confess today. This is my confessional for Friday, the 29th of January, 2016. But that's why I really look forward to Friday. And I hope that you also get the time to spend enjoying that time, the weekend with your family, even if you have to work. I mean, we all have to work, and sometimes it does include holidays and weekends. But, you know, whatever time that you do get off, be sure to spend that time with your family, your children, your wife, husband, whoever it might be that's special to you, because it's very important. Life goes by very quickly. I was talking to someone yesterday about their passport being renewed. It was time to renew their passport. And I said, Jesus, you know, it really feels like we were talking about renewing your passport just a couple of years ago. But, you know, 10 years later, time to renew the passport. It just time really goes by very fast, and I hope that you take full advantage of your time off and just get away from it all. And we all need a stress reliever, and hopefully, you know, you found a way to do that, whether it be out playing golf or fishing or whatever it is that you do to relax, but definitely take that time. Well, today is Friday, like we said, and we are streaming live. We're talking from our studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, normally in the morning I talk about the weather. Well, today we're not going to talk about the weather. The weather's going to be fine, and the sun will rise again. That's where I'm going to leave that. But today we actually do have a number of very important topics that we do want to bring up, and we're going to be talking about being under attack. Under attack. You better believe it. We are under attack. Whether you want to think about it, whether or not, your boss wants to acknowledge it, whether or not you are in a situation where, you know, maybe you're in a situation, an assignment where you don't see that type of activity. Maybe you don't see that type of crime. But today we do want to talk about what's happening in our industry and in law enforcement, because it's very important to be aware, to have a heads up, and to understand what's happening. Anytime that you want to email us, you want to ask a question, whether it be night or day, member or non-member, be sure to contact us at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're available to answer your questions and to help you 24 hours a day. And if you are a member of the association, obviously we're going to be able to take care of your situation. And if our help desk cannot take care of it, they're going to forward that email to the appropriate person, and we will get back with you within a business day. It's very important. I think this is a great service that we offer. It's very important to have support, very important to know that, hey, you know, there's somebody that we can count on, somebody that we can rely on, and that's what we try to do with our help desk. We try to give you the service, the support, and the resource to be able to have somebody to contact in case you have any type of questions about your job, about a situation that you've been involved in, or you need, you know, something else that we offer. We did talk pretty much in depth earlier this week on the Monday radio show about all of the member benefits, and I'm not going to go through all of them again today, but if you didn't catch that show, I encourage you to go back and listen to the Monday radio show, because you'll see that there is a heck of a lot of benefits that we offer all of our members. We have an enhanced package of benefits for business members. So if you own a security company, a PI company, a bail enforcement, bonding, whatever it might be, we do offer a number of other enhanced member benefits. So you receive not only all of the benefits of the individual, but you're also going to receive additional benefits that are specific to your business needs. We had a number of people after Monday's radio program who said, you know, contacted us and said, well, I didn't know we had all of that. I didn't know that this was available. I could sure use that. And then we had a few people that said, you really offer all of that for this low membership fee? Yes, we do. And we have actually, I don't want to say fought through this, but we've actually had a lot of folks over the years shocked, because we do offer so many things as part of your membership package benefits that just are astounding. I guess that would be the right word. Astounding. Because most associations will give you a certificate. They may give you a wallet card, but then you don't hear from them again until your membership dues are for renewal. And then you hear from them. We're not like that. We're here to really, truly assist you 100%. And so every year we look at adding several new benefits, services, or products that's going to benefit our members. And this year is no different. We added several new benefits, and we are working on several projects right now. I don't really want to let the cat out of the bag, but it really is going to, I think, save lives. There's really no other way to say it. We're going to be able to, with our new service, save lives. And today we're talking about being under attack. And this new service is going to help you. It's going to provide you with immediate backup, no matter where you are, no matter if you're alone, if you're in the sticks, or if you're in downtown New York City. Our new service that we're going to be rolling out this year is going to be able to definitely provide those type of services. That's going to make a big difference. So wait for that, because there's more to talk about. I think it's going to be very exciting to you and to your employer.
Last time you partied, how much did you have to drink? One, two, more? For most people, anything over just two drinks, even beer, and you're likely over the legal amount to drive. What else does the number two mean? Well, that's how many minutes an alcohol-related car accident happens in this country. You know what else two is? That's the amount of times you can be charged with the same DUI. That's because you'll likely have to go before a civil and military court. How many years have you served? Is your career worth two drinks? APHIS reminds you this holiday season, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
To you, welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. You know, we are talking today about being under attack. One of those public service announcements was really for the military, although it, you know, DUI driving is serious for anyone, but having been in the Army and the U.S. Coast Guard myself, I can tell you that if you are in the military, and we're based in North Carolina, we have a lot of military personnel here. We're also over in Virginia. We have locations along the coast, and there's a lot of military personnel there. So, you know, if you're in the military, obviously DUI is double trouble for you, or actually any criminal offense, because not only do you face the charges, in criminal court, but, you know, you're going to be reprimanded through the military code of conduct. You could receive Article 15. You could receive other penalties. It's just not worth it, obviously, and it's going to ruin your career. So I have never, thank God, been a drinker myself. And, I can't understand people throwing their life, their career away and risking their life for someone else's. So please don't drink and drive. We're getting into the season of drinking. I mean, we just went through New Year's and Christmas, but we're coming into Mardi Gras, a very big celebratory type yearly event. It's not just along New Orleans or Mobile, Alabama. It's really celebrated now across the country. It's another reason to party. So please don't drink and drive. Designated driver is a must. It doesn't matter if you just have a couple. I say that because I've had some friends who have gone through the unfortunate mistake, the unfortunate situations of having one too many, thinking that they were okay to drive, and then winding up in jail. It's not worth it. But that's my speech for today. We're talking about being under attack and situational awareness and communications. We'll be getting to that in the next half hour. I do want to remind you that you can always contact us to submit your news. We really love when people let us know what's happening in their area. Yes, we do have a news department. Yes, we do monitor hundreds of news sources. We receive dozens of press releases. We are on top of the news. Yes, we are the ones who send out breaking news alerts. Yes, we are the ones who gather statistics. But, you know, we can't be everywhere all the time. So we really applaud those of you who send us those news headlines from your community. We just had one yesterday who let us know about the change of the law in Oklahoma. We really need your assistance to keep us advised of what's happening in our industry, in your community. So please send us that information. We don't mind, even if we have gathered that news item previously, we're still going to be very thankful for your assistance. Also, send us promotions. If you have been promoted, somebody in your company an event that's happening in your area, we would love to let our listeners know about what's happening in your community. We don't charge for it. Just email that information to the help desk at privateofficer.com. Help desk at privateofficer.com. Yeah, I tell you this all the time. The help desk is really going to be your friend. It's your best point of contact for our organization, whether it be Private Officer or Armor College or Frontline Media or whatever it might be. So contact help desk at privateofficer.com. Give them those news updates, those headlines, those promotions, because we'd love to recognize that person or that company. Same thing goes if you have pictures or video of something that's happened on the job, on the post. Yes, you can make that public. There's no, unless it specifically says in your contract, if you're a contract officer, that you can't have video camera, you can't share information or whatever it might be, you can. But send those also to the help desk at privateofficer.com. We're all about sharing information. That's why we have so many different news sources, forums, platforms, social media. It's very important that you stay on top of the latest news, that you stay on top of what's happening in our industry, that you're aware of something that may have happened in Texas or California, because just like what we're about to speak of, being under attack, a lot of security personnel aren't aware of all of these events, aren't aware of all of these incidents. They don't stay on top of how many deaths occur every year. They don't think about how many assaults are happening today. You know, I was talking to someone last year in the business, and he said, we've been talking about 20 minutes right now, and if you take into consideration that there's about 2 million security officers, including loss prevention, bouncers, and so forth, in the U.S., and you take those 20 minutes that we've been talking, you know, right now, you can very confidently say that there has been about 200 security officers assaulted just in the 20 minutes that we've been talking. Statistically, you have 2 million security officers. If you say that just 10% of those are assaulted every year, just 10%, and that would be on the very low end, that would be 200,000 security officers assaulted every year. 200,000. And that doesn't include injuries. It does not include workplace violence. A lot of people don't even know what workplace violence is. That's a whole different show, a whole different story. We've explained it a number of times, but workplace violence is definitely growing. It's something that we're seeing across the spectrum, whether you be law prevention or apartment security or nightclub or campus officer, we're seeing workplace violence exploding in our industry, and not a whole lot of people are taking notice. But today, we are talking about part of that, and that is under attack. About a week and a half or two, we sent out a email, an alert, that 334 security officers had been injured in the first 6 weeks of 2016. And those were just the ones that we knew, just the ones that we confirmed, and those were injuries, not assaults, because you can be assaulted and not injured. If I push you, that is an assault. That doesn't mean that you're injured. If I slap you, if I spit on you, you are assaulted, but not necessarily injured. So these 334 security officers were injured, and three were left dead. And some folks, of course, the naysayers and those who are doubting Tom's and just don't want to admit, don't want to see what's really happening across our industry, they said, oh, no, 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 whoa, no, no. 334 security officers injured? I don't believe that one. That's just a far-fetched. Where did you get those numbers from? Again, these are numbers that we confirmed, but there were actually probably double or triple the number of security officers injured. They just didn't make the media. The information that is collected comes from the media. And if your local newspaper, your regional TV, television news, the national news doesn't report the incident, then there's a good likelihood we're not going to be able to collect that data. And we're not going to be able to report it. 334 security officers were injured in the first 6 weeks of 2016. The media said it. It was reported. But look how many times it goes unreported. Look at the number of times even security officer deaths don't make the headlines. If they don't make the headlines, we can't pick it up. Even though we monitor 1,200, 1,500 different news sources, we're on the Associated Press and the Reuters news link. We get their direct wire. As a national news provider, they really send out a lot of different news stories, but if they don't pick it up, then we're definitely not going to have knowledge that the security officer has been injured or killed in a line of duty. But we are under attack. It may be hard to understand. It may be hard to realize. It may be hard to admit. Why are you saying security officers are under attack? Well, because they are. They are. We all know about what's happening in law enforcement. We all can say, yeah, we see it. We see law enforcement officers being shot. We see all the news. We see what's happening. Yeah, things are not looking good for law enforcement. Well, the same happens for security officers. It just isn't making the headlines at the same velocity, at the same amount as the law enforcement attacks. So we're going to talk today a little bit about being under attack. We're going to be talking about all of the incidents that we have knowledge of, and we're going to share with you some information about situational awareness and communications. If you're not part of our social media network, we want to encourage you to become a part of Facebook and Twitter and spread the word. Let your folks know, your coworkers, fellow security personnel in the area, because we broadcast a lot of our information and our news on Twitter and Facebook. So be sure to join there. And, you know, it's very easy to follow us. In fact, you can go to our homepage right there at privateofficer.com, and at the top of the page, you can sign up for our breaking news and our newsletters at the very top of the page, and you'll receive the information firsthand. As soon as we get it, you'll be the next to know, and you can share that information. A lot of people do use that information for their training classes. Recently, we had Securitas let us know that they were using it. I know that L.Y. Barton, a number of their higher-ups are members of our association, as well as their Securitas and other companies. And so they have gotten more in tune in the last couple of years with what we're doing and all the news that we are able to collect and share. So if you haven't already signed up for our news, be sure to go to privateofficer.com, and up at the top, just fill out that little form, and you will also be the first to know. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about situational awareness, about being under attack, about everything that's happening in our industry so that you can be informed. And we'll be right back.
He is a global security expert, accomplished author, and entrepreneurial CEO, and now he's sharing his powerful insights, expertise, and realistic solutions.
Do not attempt to change the station. You are surrounded. We thought For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many.
Good morning and welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. We are so happy that you are with us today. So happy that you have joined us this morning as we broadcast live from our studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, we're talking here in this half hour about being under attack. I do want to mention that if you are a security school owner, you have a security training academy, or a private school of some type, especially if you're training medical personnel, we would like to talk with you. We are looking for partners, whether it be someone who's interested in franchising one of our armor schools, or someone that would like just to partner and be able to teach some of our courses. We are currently sharing some training with schools and partnering with them, and we would love to talk to you further about how that works. So please give us a call at area code 704-831-8109 or send us an email at the help desk at privateofficer.com. All right. We just don't understand. I don't understand, and I never have and probably never will understand how security company owners can ignore the facts. I understand all of the bottom line, you know, aspects to this problem. I understand that companies have to look at profit, and they have to look at how much information should they tell the client, and do they want to tell the client how bad things are getting, and so on and so forth. But realistically, you know, things are getting bad. And like I said before the break, the media has done a really good job in the last 6 months, a year or so, telling the public that police are under attack. Look at the two New York City police officers sitting in their car. The man came up and shot them dead within the last week and a half or so in Philadelphia. A police officer on patrol, not even responding to a call, not even out investigating, bothering anyone. He was just driving down the street when someone appeared from the shadows and began firing into the driver's side window, shooting the officer multiple times. But I got news for you. He wasn't going down like that. He wasn't going to die that night, and so he had good situational awareness, and he immediately was able to return fire. The media has made it known that cops are being targeted with all of the Black Lives Matters and all the other nonsense happening across the country. Since Missouri, there's been a lot of attacks on law enforcement. As I said last week, the pendulum often swings. Sometimes it's in favor of law enforcement, and other times not so much. And unfortunately, right now, it's the not so much where the pendulum is swinging. But what you may not understand, realize, or know is that the security officers of today are also under attack. And you better believe it. If you have not seen the video, if you have not read the news story about the attack on a Houston security officer who was killed while sitting in his car, you need to. There was some excellent video that clearly showed the two men willfully executed a security officer sitting in his marked patrol car in the early morning hours in Houston, Texas. Security officer Saul Cruz, 71 years old, was sitting in his marked patrol car outside of Anderson Mart in Southwest Houston, just doing his job, just trying to make it through the night shift. Fully marked patrol car. It looked like a Houston police cruiser. Around 4 a.m., these two men, and I use that term loosely because they were really thugs, creeped up along the edge of the shopping center in the shadows of the night, both men armed, and they made their way stealth-like across the shadows of the shopping center and around the building till they could finally come within inches of the driver's side window of the patrol car where they executed this 71-year-old man. There was no reason. There was no reason for this murder, other than they wanted his weapon clearly. In the video, it shows the true intent of these two criminals, these two thugs. And this was not the only event that has occurred over the last few years, or even over the last few months. Because just last week, several security officers working in Chattanooga, Tennessee, were in the parking lot when all of a sudden they were overcome by three gang members, confirmed gang members. They were brutally attacked, beaten, and their firearm was also stolen. And luckily, police were nearby, and they captured several of the gangsters, several gang members, confirmed gang members, and were able to identify the outstanding person involved. Under attack, you better believe it. This is not just one-time occurrence. This isn't just something that just, it happened and it won't happen again. No, it's not like that at all. It will happen again and again and again. until we understand in this business that the times have changed. It's a new day. And as long as we operate our security company, agencies, departments in a manner that dates back to the 50s or 60s or 90s, we're going to continue to see our personnel, our employees under attack, injured, and killed. There's no two ways about it. There's no doubts about it. Let's stop kidding ourselves. On Tuesday this week, just a few days ago, a security officer working at a cellular phone store in Gary, Indiana, in broad daylight, inside the store, was ambushed, attacked, shot multiple times, and left to die. Now, police say he was targeted, but they don't know why. They don't know if it's something that occurred that was personal. They don't know if it's because he had been doing his job in the parking lot previous days before that and tossed some trespassers off the property. They don't know if it's something that occurred at the store, you know, weeks ago, days ago. They don't know, but they do know now that it was him that the armed gunman came gunning for. There was no doubt about it. Houston, Texas, I'm bringing you back down to Texas because, again, this week, a uniformed security officer patrolling an apartment complex in Houston, Texas, when all of a sudden, out of the shadows of the night, three armed men ambush the security officer sitting in his personal vehicle, and they opened fire. He got into a shootout with them, was able to shoot one of the suspects. Two fled. One has been taken into custody. The security officer, because he was alert, because he knew about situational awareness, because he was on his toes, is alive to tell about it today. If he had been leaning back, taking a little nap, closing his eyes, catching up on his, you know, Z's, he would not be here. He probably would not have survived. About 3.5-4 months ago, again, in Texas, a security officer at a construction site in uniform, it was just a regular neighborhood at a construction site on the job in the overnight hours, was shot at multiple times by drive-by shooters who later on police found out the shooters thought he was a Dallas cop. Last week in L.A., two security officers at an apartment complex were ambushed, beaten, and left for dead for no other reason than they wore a uniform and they enforced the laws and the rules at the apartment complex. Day after day, week after week, we see this type of brutal attack on private security personnel. It's getting worse. In my 42 years in this business, in law enforcement and security, I can tell you that it's getting worse. And yet, many people, they don't want to believe it. They don't want to acknowledge it. And they definitely do not want to talk about it. I'm interviewed frequently by news stations, radio stations, print media. A couple of weeks ago, ABC News called and interviewed me about law enforcement and security officers under attack. They asked me specifically, do you see this increasing, or do you think it will just dissipate, take care of itself, go away like so many other things have? And I had to be honest, yes, I do believe this is going to increase. I do believe that it's going to get worse before it gets better. More people are resisting law enforcement and security. More people are non-compliant. More people are argumentative. You pull somebody over, you stop somebody, and before you can get to their door, they're looking about how they can get away. You ask someone for identification because you find them on the property, they're looking suspicious, and they tell you they don't have to give you no identification. They tell you that you have no authority. Yes, I do believe that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. In the private security business, we're seeing, especially after 9/11, but it began before 9/11, we're seeing more and more security personnel given extended duties and authority. We've often talked about private police across the country. There's a lot of states, about 28 to 30 states now, that allow security personnel to be sworn in as commissioned private special police. And we're seeing a lot more resistors. Security officers' duties are extending. Many of their duties and responsibilities parallel law enforcement. In fact, that was something else that was asked last week during the interview. Many security officers are hired by cities, towns, to patrol communities, neighborhoods. As private security continue to get more involved in interaction with the public, investigating criminal offenses, responding to crimes in progress, and becoming more in tune, more similar to law enforcement, they will definitely be involved in more confrontations. They will definitely be involved in being injured more frequently and killed more frequently. And this is a sermon that I've been preaching for years. And if you've ever listened to my radio shows, see me training, see me on the seminar circuit, whatever, you know that this is something that I have said for years, at least 10. Because security officers no longer sit behind the desk and behind glass windows or in warehouse offices, because many hundreds of thousands of security officers are out in the public patrolling shopping centers, apartments, malls, music venues, all sorts of interaction with the public, enforcing regulations, rules, laws, yes. I believe that we will continue to be under attack. The public doesn't care if your security patch says security company. They don't care if your badge says security officer. They only see authority. So how can we avoid being the victim? How can we be better prepared? How can we, you know, prevent being assaulted? There are a number of things that we can do. There's something called situational awareness. We need to be alert at all times. And I've confessed my radio shows that in my earlier days in security, I've nodded off a time or two, especially on a construction site. I've worked two and three jobs supporting a family, and sure, I've been guilty a time or two not to be too alert, not to be too aware of my situation and my surroundings. But we have to be. Number one, we really need to know our property. We need to know how to get from point A to point B. We need to know where the exits are. We need to know where the phones are. We need to know our property. We also need to understand that if we're working at a grocery store, we're working out where the public are, we need to be alert at all times. We can't be texting. We can't be on the phone with our friend, our wife, our girlfriend. We can't be lollygagging. We have to be alert. If the Philadelphia police officer driving down the street had not been alert to his surroundings, he probably would have been dead. If the Houston security officer a few days ago had not been alert to the ambush, to the attack, he probably would have been dead because they were at his window, armed, shooting at him, but he was able to get his weapon and return fire. When we are out with the public, we need to be alert. If we're approaching someone, we need to be watching not only their hands, but their eyes, their body language. What does it say? What do we feel? If we're approaching a vehicle, we need to make sure that we immediately understand, we know how many people are inside. Security officers answer the same type of calls as law enforcement. Security officers are called frequently to domestic calls, domestic violence on apartments, in office complexes, at the mall. Just recently, in South Carolina, a security officer at a mall was called because somebody was fighting at the store. It was an employee and an ex-husband, and the security officer was stabbed. Maybe he wasn't aware of his surroundings. Maybe he wasn't aware of the type of call he was going to, but we need to be informed. We need to have as much information as possible, and we need to keep good situational awareness. These are not things that we just know off the top of our head. These are not skills that we just learn by hearing or reading about it. These are skills that we have to maintain through proper training and by continual exercise. If you're an armed security officer, you know, or an armed law enforcement officer, and you have been trained with taser or OC or baton or a firearm, you don't have a lifetime training. You have to continue to go back and get recertified, requalified, and continue to go through those skill learn exercises. And the same thing goes with all of our training that we take. Situational awareness is no different. We need to practice. We need to train. We need to understand that the guard of 1965 is gone. They're gone. Unless you are locked in to some warehouse or some building and no one has access and you have no access to people, then you need to have serious additional training and be prepared for the various types of incidents and crimes that you may respond to. Situational awareness is all about understanding your surroundings, being observant of the people that you are dealing with, listening to your inner voice, your inner gut. Hey, if it doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right, I don't feel right about it, then it's time to get back up. It's time to make the call. I often talk about, you know, when you're going to a call, especially if you're working alone at an apartment or an office or a building of some type, and things sound bad, don't go in alone. Call 911. Get the backup. Get the cavalry coming. And that's how you're going to stay alive. That's how you will remain safe. Under attack. You better believe it. And maybe you do, but your boss doesn't. Your coworkers don't. if they don't want to prepare you, if they don't want to train you for the incidents, the situations, the crimes that you may be in contact with, have to deal with, then you have to do it yourself. If you're going to stay in this business, if you're going to stay in the private security industry, if this is the job that you like, then you have to find a way to get that training yourself, one way or the other. Under attack, you better believe it. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. I don't know of any other way to put it. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to give you false hope or information. I want you to understand that the dangers of our business are real. We have a lot of security officers who are on mobile patrol. They patrol numerous accounts, just like law enforcement. Security company last year out in North Dakota or South Dakota had an account where they responded to convenience stores for suspicious persons, loiterers, and they were involved in a shooting. You know, we're facing the same types of crimes, incidents, and people that law enforcement do every single day. And it's time that we take training, you know, seriously. It's time that we get out there and prepare for what we're doing. Under attack, you better believe it. That's going to conclude today's Private Officer Radio Show. We're glad that you have been with us. We hope that you have taken this information to heart. Spread the word. Let people know the danger is real. Till the next time, God bless, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.